This is the Centene Podcast, Asthma in Seniors. Some people do not get asthma until they are in their senior years. Seniors who have asthma that is not well controlled may say their health is not good. They may have a harder time with daily activities. Even though our lung function does decrease after the age of 40, there are some simple things seniors can do to improve their asthma symptoms. Here are some ideas. Cut back on exposure to indoor triggers. These could be old furniture, high humidity in the house, mold, mattresses, cockroaches, and furry pets. Report asthma symptoms to your doctor. Older people may feel that the symptoms they are having are just part of the normal aging process. For this reason, they may not tell their doctor about these symptoms. They may think the doctor can't help. Many seniors are not taking the proper medications to control their allergy and asthma symptoms. They may rely too much on quick-relief medications and not be on maintenance medicine. This can cause you to have flare-ups of asthma more often. Get a complete checkup. You may have other health problems that affect your asthma. It's always good to get a full physical once a year. Some physical problems, trouble seeing, arthritis, and trouble hearing, may make it hard for you to follow instructions or use medical devices like your peak flow meter or inhaler. Talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or respiratory therapist about these problems. There are medical devices that may make it easier for you to take your medications. Speak to your doctor about preventing lung infections by getting flu and pneumonia shots. If you have problems remembering instructions, write them down. It's good to bring someone with you to the doctor. They might remember something you forgot. Eat a healthy, well-balanced diet. Stay as active as possible. Don't ignore your emotional health. Keeping peace of mind helps your breathing and makes you feel better. Living with asthma and changing your lifestyle can produce feelings of frustration, anger, and depression. Below is a list of some actions you can take to make yourself feel better. Gain control over your emotions. Feelings of anxiety, depression, and anger are normal. Accept these feelings and try to work through them. Try writing in a journal, talking with a friend or family member, and joining a support group. You may gain more control over your emotions once you learn to accept how you feel about having asthma. Anxiety and panic disorders. Anxiety and panic disorders are unexpected episodes of intense fear. People who have anxiety or panic attacks often experience periods of chest pain, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, dizziness, and abdominal pain. If you are having periods of these symptoms, report them to your doctor. The feelings of anxiety and panic disorders are similar to symptoms of life-threatening conditions. Your doctor will need to see you in person to find the cause of the attacks. Think positive. It's hard to stay positive when you focus on the negative. It's also hard to stay positive if you're having trouble breathing. Remember that you have the power to change. Having a positive outlook on life can improve your health. Here are some tips to help you stay positive. Let laughter be your best medicine. You should share your laughter with the world. Enjoy the small things. We sometimes overlook the joy that is all around us. Take time each day to reflect on the things that bring you happiness. Set goals. Use your imagination and be creative with your goals. You could grow an indoor herb garden, learn to speak a foreign language, or learn to play an instrument. The possibilities are endless. Take care of yourself and try your best to achieve each goal. When you meet a goal, celebrate with a treat for yourself.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.